Hello and welcome back to my podcast. This is Atana Nava. I know it's been a while and I do apologise, but we're back. Me and my co-host Sophie.
Hi guys, how are you?
Yeah, it has been a while, but new year, back onto things.
Yep.
Getting back on it. And that got us kind of thinking a bit about our state of mind.
Yeah, especially with the new year coming. We were thinking a lot of people, they just go into setting new resolutions for themselves, and a lot of times people don't stick to their resolutions. Mm. So we thought of maybe looking into how people could actually go through with sticking with their resolutions and get achieving their goals, really. Yeah.
And that it does come down to your state of mind.
Yeah, so it's basically your mindset.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everyone has different states of mind, different mindsets. They view the world in different ways, different perspectives. And what is your mindset? Your mindset is a set of beliefs that shape how you make sense of the world and how you make sense of yourself, how you process and react to internal and external information.
Yeah, and having said that, like, obviously internal and external can happen within you, but then at the same time those factors can happen outside of you as well, and that can sometimes affect your mindset.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're talking about external situations that might limit us, things that come and get in the way.
Yeah.
Like unexpected things.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with external things. Usually you can't control those things.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's what pushes us off course of like trying to really stick to your mindset.
Yeah.
Because obviously they say like building a habit, it takes 30 days or something. Mm. So like when you're trying to fix your mindset, I think like when you're trying to change your mindset, it should take a lot longer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because your mindset is something that it's been ingrained into you from childhood, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when you're talking about mindset and you want to change your mindset, and then you have like external factors trying to throw you off course, kind of. Yeah. What kind of advice would you give to that?
So there are two different types of states of my mindset. So one is a fixed state of mind, which means that people think that their abilities, their skills, their intelligence, they're fixed, they're ingrained, like it's in their genes or in their DNA. This is how I am, this is how I always will be.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fixed state of mind because you're already telling yourself that you can't change.
So you're basically being stubborn with yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And when things happen, when there are setbacks, you're more likely to be like, oh, I can't change, there's no point in doing it or whatever, and you just don't. So the better side of that, the mindset that is favoured by people, is the growth mindset.
Okay.
So knowing, I guess, and actually believing that your ability, your skills and your intelligence can be developed.
Okay.
It's not fixed, it can change, you can improve on it through hard work, through effort. And that's the thing, it is about how you react to things, I think, actually. It is about, you know, something happens, what is your reaction to it? Are you gonna tell yourself, I can't do it, or are you gonna tell yourself, I'm gonna keep pushing through? And it is, people with different beliefs, different perspectives, they are going to behave differently.
Mm.
Your thoughts influence your actions.
Yeah. But like, obviously, like when you're in that situation and you feel like you're constantly being pushed down to the ground, it's kind of hard for you to be like, well, it's okay, I can get back up. And like, so how would you like come out of that? A negative, like, kind of mind space. Really,
I think it's about remembering who you are.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it does kind of intertwine a little bit with self-esteem.
Yeah.
So you have to think positively. You've got to remind yourself that you can do it. So, for example, if I was someone that wants to, I don't know, lose weight.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I think to myself, you know what? There's cake in front of me. I can't do it. Yeah. I need to have that slice of cake. But then it's kind of reminding myself, you know what? I have been able to. You can bring in past experiences. So you can be like a completely different thing. For example, spending money. Yeah. I have been able to control myself and not spend money. I can control myself this way too.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I can do it. I have done it before. I can do it again.
Yeah.
And also keeping your eye on the goal. Mm. So if losing weight is the example, it's about, you know, losing that 10 kg.
Yeah.
It's not that I need to do it or I have to do it. It's something that I want to do. Mm. And that's the motivating factor.
Okay. So how would you constantly remind yourself? Like, obviously, like, on Instagram and YouTube, I see a lot of influencers doing, like, mood boards and,
yeah, and
like, that manifestation kind of vibe that they do. So, like, what's another way, like, for someone who feels like that kind of approach doesn't work for them, what's a different kind of approach that they can take instead?
So I would say vision boards are great, like you mentioned, mood boards, manifesting things, but also writing things down.
Okay.
Or, you know, I've always spoken about journaling because I think it's great. So writing things down, because there's only so much you can think about in your mind. And usually our mind wanders off anyway. It's very rarely that we have a deep kind of flowing conversation of thought in our mind. When you speak out loud about it, it's a similar thing to writing it down as well, because you tend to stay more on topic. So reminding yourself what the end goal is. This is what I want to achieve. And when you feel moments of weakness, kind of reminding yourself again, like, okay, this is it. So some people, I've worked with people that have like come up with ideas that have been really great for them. So post-it notes.
Okay.
So waking up, having it on their lamp or their bedside table. Like, I had a client that wanted to boost her confidence.
Okay.
And she mentioned that she wrote post-it notes in the morning saying, you are amazing, or you got this, you can do this.
Oh, okay.
So little post-it notes around the room, because when you are busy, when your mind is focusing on something and you feel like you can't do it, you tend to kind of look up, look around, procrastinating, that's the thing. So maybe seeing a message that you've written to yourself, you know, on your wall or somewhere where you look, where your eyes go to, it can be a nice little reminder, like, you know what, you can do it.
Yeah, I think, like, obviously, like, in this day and age, everyone is so busy, they're so focused on, I don't know, like, achieving their like work goals, and sometimes they forget their personal goals. So I think maybe like even if you're so busy that you can't take 5 minutes, maybe like a minute just to write a post-it note, it's doable, isn't it? Or even like lighting an incense stick or a candle.
And that's the thing.
Yeah,
we think that time in itself is a whole different conversation, but that's the thing. We tend to think that things might take longer than it actually is, but your time is, you know, the way you view that time is influenced by your perspective. So if it's something you don't want to do, you're going to think that it's going to take longer. But if you actually do it, it might take less time than you initially thought it would.
Yeah.
So, like you said, writing a post-it note, it does take a minute. But the whole process to maybe writing that post-it note,
it takes a lot longer.
But if you just do it there and then, 1 minute done, stick it up.
Maybe just keep it on your bedside table, or like before you do your makeup, just quickly write something. Like before you head out, maybe write something. I remember I saw, I think it was quite a while ago, a celebrity she'd stand in front of the mirror and just say, oh, you're amazing.
Mm.
So yeah. Maybe little things like that could change your mindset.
Yeah, and that's literally what it is. Like, I have I am enough written on my mirror. And when I first wrote it on my mirror, I wrote it in lipstick. And I thought, this is ridiculous. Why am I writing this? People have come into my room and they're like, why is that written on your mirror? And I'm just like, you know what? This is something that I see every day.
Yeah. And your bedroom is your sanctuary. Yes. It's like, people come and go, but at the end of the day, it's your...
It's my space.
Yeah, your space.
And when I look in the mirror, sometimes my eyes have kind of gotten used to that, that's written there.
Yeah.
But I see it there. And the more you kind of see things, the more it's like in your line of vision, the more you read it, the more it does. Yeah. It registers. It gets ingrained. I had two little girls come into my room the other day, and this is slightly going into the topic of self-esteem, and they came in and they were like, why do you have I am enough? And they're like one was nine, one was six or something, and I was like, and she was like, don't you think you're enough? And I was like, oh, the first thing I thought of was, oh, this poor pure naive little souls, like, they haven't been hit by society and the world yet. And then it just made me kind of think,
it is a lot of external factors that tear you down.
Yes.
If you're being like, if you actually look at it, like, your whole life, a lot of stuff is external factors. It's never internal. It could have been like something someone said as a joke, that like hit a nerve with you, like, unconsciously, or it could be something someone did without them realizing they were hurting you, or maybe they did intentionally hurt you, like bullying and stuff. So yeah, a lot of stuff actually is external factors.
Yeah, school, teachers, parents,
yeah,
you know, you go to work, friends, your colleagues, friends, family, you know, everything is going to affect how you see things, how, you know, your childhood is like your prime time, and then you kind of grow up and parts of you get kind of shaven away.
Yeah.
And it's about kind of...
Like, you know, having this conversation, it reminded me, the other day I saw on TikTok or Instagram... basically, like, Kylie Jenner, she was saying how, like, because of her brand, she's purely on social media, isn't she? And she was saying how, because as she got bigger on social media, she lost a lot of herself, like, her funny side and stuff, because she felt like she couldn't be herself. Because
you had to live up to a certain...
And the hate comments and the trolls, and which is really sad, but... At the end of it's kind of reality of the society we live in, unfortunately. Yeah.
People are going to say things, nasty things, because some people are like that.
Yeah, or they're not satisfied with their life.
Yeah.
Or jealousy. Just people are just mean.
Yeah, they are. And that's, like you said, it is their own insecurities and their own thoughts getting projected out onto you.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the same way, like Kylie Jenner, for example... Her receiving hate comments.
Yeah.
If she's reading through it, it's going to affect her.
Yeah, entirely. No matter how strong you are mentally, it will break anyone, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's why you have the flip side of writing positive things.
Yeah.
Because it has the same influence. If you surround yourself with positive words and positive people, then, you know, it's going to have a similar effect in terms of your internal dialogue, your internal perceptions, as reading hate comments will do. And the thing is, I'm not saying you need to be positive all the time, because that's unrealistic, it's impossible. Sometimes you do need to feel crap in order to move forward and move on. You do have to sit in your feelings. You need to
feel what you're going through.
But in another way, saying positive things to yourself and finding the evidence behind it, that means that it's not just a positive thing. It's not just a positive thing. It's a positive truth.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's not like you're just saying something made up to yourself. if you find, you might think it's made up,
mm.
but that's a whole different topic of imposter syndrome. But if you find the evidence behind a positive thing that you're saying to yourself, for example, I could say, you know, I'm a good cook. I'm really great at cooking. That's my goal, that I want to be like a chef with a 5-star restaurant.
Mm.
I would be telling myself, I'm a really good cook.
Mm.
How do I know that? Because people have told me my food tastes amazing.
Yeah, you've put the hard work in. You know what you've achieved. You've got, if you need qualifications for whatever you're trying to achieve, you've got it.
Yeah.
So just put yourself first, kind of thing.
And remind yourself who you are and what you want and what you have achieved.
Yeah.
Remind yourself of your skills.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that are going to keep pushing you forward. And then your mindset will, your state of mind, your mindset will take form, it will take shape, it will evolve and it will change depending on where you are heading in life and what you want to achieve in life.
And you have to remember, changing your mindset, it doesn't happen overnight.
Mm.
It takes a long time. Like, for some people it might take a year, for others it might take 3 months.
Mm.
But a lot of time it's just taking your own time with your mindset.
Yeah. You have to have faith in the process. Like you said, it doesn't happen overnight.
You have to take baby steps.
Like you said, from childhood, you have been conditioned so much in a certain way.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, if it's taken you, 25 years to be who you are today, and you've had these same beliefs and a state of mind for 25 years,
mm-hmm.
it's going to take a very long time to unravel what you've been conditioned with, your beliefs. Mm-hmm. And the first step is being aware of them.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Like taking like even an hour or half an hour, just really sit there and think about what is it that you want to change about yourself or what is it that you don't like about yourself. And I think, like you said, like writing it down and visually seeing what it is, and it can help like affirm yourself in a way and really come to terms with what is it, like why you don't like those things about yourself, and having that time to reflect and just acknowledging it, I guess.
Yeah.
And really take the first steps to really changing your mindset. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's what facilitates the change.
Yeah.
Because you're aware of it. It's not just, oh, I'm crap at, you know, crap at something. I'm crap at writing down my feelings. Staying on topic. I'm crap at writing down my feelings. And then once you do it, and it kind of expands, it opens up loads of different things. Yeah. So like you said, the why.
Yeah.
I'm crap about it. I'm crap with this. Why am I crap with this?
Mm.
And then the more you talk about it or the more you write about it, you probably end up coming to a stage where you're like, I don't want to be like this anymore.
Yeah.
I want to change. I have my goals.
Yeah.
I know what I want, and I want that. I want to achieve it.
I think when you identify those traits within you, you can start seeing it outside of you as well. Mm. Like, you can see who is triggering those behaviours, who is, like, encouraging you to take those moves.
Yeah, to not do well.
Yeah, to not do well. Like, those toxic people in your life really, like, encouraging you to be toxic. Not saying that you are toxic, but like sometimes without us knowing we can be toxic.
Yes.
And I think sitting down with yourself and looking at what is causing those triggers or personality trait. Well, I wouldn't say personality, that's a bit harsh, but
it is a behavior. So yes, being aware of toxic elements and then being aware of the toxic people around you. If someone's encouraging you to be toxic, it means they are probably
conditioning your mindset to be toxic.
And it is and that's the thing, once you're aware of it, you can, if there's someone that you love, boundarying it. If it's someone that's not so important in your life, maybe being like, maybe I don't want you in my life anymore. So
Because that's another thing, like, when someone's been in your life for so long and then you finally realise the negative impact they're having on you, like, yeah, your mindset is open and they realise, oh, okay, this person is not, it is not affect letting me be the best of me. So, like, how, like, we need, like, it's not easy to get rid of them overnight. And I don't know. That's another topic in itself, really.
Because it can, it does link to mindset in the, I guess, the people you keep influence who you are.
Yeah.
The people around you.
Yeah.
If your friends are a certain way, you're most likely going to be the same way or a similar
it's
way.
It's like that quote, like, your net worth is your network.
Yeah, your network is your network. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it mixed up. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
but yeah, literally, that's it. And that's why you want to be surrounded by people that are on a similar energy, on a similar vibe.
Yeah.
You get them, they get you.
Yeah.
You're all trying to move forward. If you have people with a fixed mindset in your life, there is going to be conflict.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to change.
Yes.
They'll say, oh, you're changing. You're different now.
Yeah, and it's like that's the whole point of life. Yeah. You want to be changing.
Yeah.
Imagine being 18 years old, behaving in a certain way, then being 30 years old and still behaving in that way.
Exactly. So, yeah.
You want to be moving forward with life. That's the whole point of life. There's you grow, you learn, you become wiser.
And I think the first step is really to sit down with yourself. Yes. No one else can do it but yourself, really.
So, yes, mindset, coming back to mindset and your state of mind. You know, hard work is important. You do have to work on yourself.
Yeah, but that's with anything, though. Whatever you want to achieve in life, you have to put in the work.
Yes, and it's reminding yourself that you are in control. It is you.
Yeah.
You know, you control yourself.
Yeah.
You're the one that can influence or control how you behave, how you see things. And like you said, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It is a hard process. Yeah. And it does come down to your beliefs. And that's why you do need to be aware of your morals, your values. They come into this. Because they influence how you think, your beliefs.
Yeah.
And then being able to then challenge those beliefs. You know, what are the facts here with this belief? And then turning them into different beliefs, more, less limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
So there was an example. I think you were talking about the tortoise and the hare.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier. Yeah. So.
Yeah, so, so if you guys go back to your childhood. If you remember the story of the tortoise and the hare was so certain that he would win and that he sat down and went to sleep during that race. And the tortoise just plodded on and kept going, always thinking that he had a chance of winning. And when the hare woke up, he started running as fast as he could, but he was just too late and the tortoise had won. So if you look at that example, that hare had a fixed mindset. He believed that his innate ability would always mean that he would win whatever he did. However, the tortoise had a growth mindset. So he believed that he needed to work hard and keep going. And if he was to win, and he also wasn't afraid of failure, or he would never have agreed to the race with the hare.
Exactly. Yeah. So if the
tortoise, it's about being consistent.
Yes.
Really.
Keep going. Yeah. And not being like the hare, thinking, oh, I got this. Yeah. And like being not quite arrogant. Exactly. Yeah. So keeping going, knowing that you do have to put in the work. And it's also about the process. Because you want to change your mindset, you want to improve, but it's not really about the mindset, because that will come whilst whilst you're changing, whilst you're putting in the work, whilst you're going through this process.
Yeah.
It's about the journey, not the destination, as like people say, right? Yeah. And that's the thing. Inevitably, you will change.
Yeah. And you have to remember that during this process, you will have bad days.
Yes.
Like, it's you just can't help it. You will have bad days. Mm. And I think that's one of the best things of being able to change your mindset, because you, when you look back, you can see, oh yeah, I overcame that, so I can overcome this. And it slowly it will change your mindset in a way.
Exactly, because because looking back, it is about reflecting and knowing that, oh, I can do this. And it's affirming, that's the word I was looking for.
Yes.
It's affirming for you to be like, yes, I got this, and to keep going.
Yeah.
And like you said, bad days, they will happen. That's part of life. If every day was good, then you wouldn't know that they were good.
Yeah, that's true.
They'd just be every day.
It would just be like a constant, like, lifeline, like, oh, okay, it's
a
drag.
And how boring would that be, right?
Yeah. You can't reap the benefits of something good actually happening to you.
Yes.
You know?
If you don't experience the bad.
And that sense of gratefulness, you know, when you actually receive something is high on itself.
Yes, it's a nice feeling. And it does make you feel high as well. It's like, oh, you feel quite high on life. Like, that's actually
it's
a
worth
thing.
Living for.
Giving you momentum to keep going. But yes.
Yeah.
So I think we've covered quite a bit in today's little chat, and I hope that it has sparked something in you or something has resonated. And keep going, keep working on yourself, because you guys got this.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and I hope you go and check out Athana on Athana Nava on social media.
Yes, I'll write that down in the bio, so check me out and check out my page.
And please follow. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.